chip, and get the saw anywhere from 4 to 8 inches deep.
Thank you for holding. Is this Noah?
Yes.
Hey Noah, my name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well. It's been a busy day today, but I guess that's kind of a good problem to have, huh?
Right.
I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes.
Okay. She asked me to hop on the line to go over the pricing and some details with you.
Okay.
But before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions for me in regards to our services?
No, I'd like to hear the pricing before anything else.
Okay. So I just want to let you know the major benefit to you in all this is that we have a position available within your area. I don't know if you've looked up pest control services before, but there's only three guys that show in that Google Places section that pop up first, and we just have one spot open currently, but we're going down a list of qualified candidates, and we're just looking for one of you guys to fill that spot. Once we fill it, we close out the category. We can't work with any other pest control services. Does that make sense?
One of the three or one of the ten?
No, there's only three there next to the map, so you'll be one of those top three recommended guys.
Okay.
Just to put things into perspective, right? In the last 30 days, there's been 1,812 searches for pest control within a 40-mile radius of Lynchburg. So I'm not saying we're going to get you 1,812 phone calls, you know, just to be realistic, right? But pest control is only one of up to 15 keywords that we could list you for at a time. And even though Google doesn't allow us to, like, guarantee you a certain amount of clients, 87% of searches that are done on Google don't go past the first page, which is where we're placing you. So, I mean, in essence, you know, we're talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they make a decision to contact somebody for help.
Right.
I'm sure you'd like to capitalize on a percentage of those searches, right?
Yes.
Okay. So here's how this works as far as pricing. Everything we do here, it's month to month on a flat rate. So you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract, and we don't charge per lead or per click or per call. It's just that flat rate. Normally, the pricing for pest control services in this area is $4.99 month to month on a flat rate. However, because of your new in business credit, I'm willing to reduce the rate down to just $199 if you came on board with us today, and then I'll also be able to lock you in at that pricing structure, so that way you keep that deal month to month for as long as you're with us.
Okay.
And then there's no other charges. We also have a tracking system and an app that you'll be able to download, Noah. And you'll be able to see all the leads, the clicks, the calls. You'll even have recordings of those calls. And then when you complete a job, you could also send them a link through that app to write a Google review. So it'll give them like a live link to your Google business profile to start building up your reviews there.
Okay.
So in order to get it all set up, though, I'd have to create your account. I'd also have to set up a client interview where we'll be able to go over all the keywords and services you want to be listed for. We're also going to provide you with your own .com website as a part of the service. That's no extra charge to you. Okay, so we'll be able to attach that, but we do want your input during that interview on how you want the site to look and then also the areas that you want to target. Google's also going to send a letter out to you today in the mail called a PIN verification. Have you heard of that before?
I have not. Go ahead.
Sorry. It's just a postcard size envelope they sent to you in the mail. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where your business is. But did you have a question? I felt like I cut you off.
You're good. I was just going to basically ask what – I knew you were already explaining, so that's why I just said go ahead. I have, I think, four questions.
Okay.
So the first one would you all be considered an SEO company?
We started out as an SEO company in 2004, but in 2017, okay, we became a premier Google partner company. So it's definitely like a couple of steps ahead of traditional SEO, where we actually host Google Places placements, which are the guys next to the map there. SEO typically will only get you an organic placement, and those are kind of those random listings underneath the local maps of the Google Places guys. So you'd have a fixed position with our company. And then you have a team of professionals that'll consistently work with you to make sure that you're seeing good results.
Would you mind holding on just a minute?
Yeah, it's totally fine.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
So I guess the next question should be this, just in case it causes any problems. I have tried to make a Google business profile for my pest control business probably for the last 5 months.
Right.
And I've made different email addresses. I've made different accounts. I've tried wording it different ways, putting different – even – and tried to put my grandma's address instead of mine, and every time I make one, it gets suspended. I try to appeal it, and the appeal never does anything. It's not approved or denied.
Mm-hmm.
Will that hinder you all at all?
Not at all. Actually, you would need to, I mean, it's even more of a reason to work with us as a premier Google partner, because you would need a premier Google partner in order to get yourself verified. And usually Google doesn't have a sense of urgency when it comes to fixing these listings. Yeah, unless you're doing advertising with them and they're actually making money off of you, right? Then they jump on it. So we actually submit more people and verify more businesses than any company in the country. And that's part of our premier Google partner status. So the first thing we'll do is actually verify you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, we'll be able to fix it. Get it unsuspended, get it active, get it verified, and then obviously do the optimization. While at the same time, we'll build and customize a website and have that attached to it as well, and then we'll move it up to the first page of the search results since we'll have that position.
Okay.
So it's not just about getting you verified, and that's one thing, but being on the first page is really what's going to drive the traffic and get the phone calls coming in.
Yeah, I would just like to have the damn thing up at this point.
Yeah,
But yeah,
well, that's the thing, too, is like if you leave us later, we're not going to unsuspend you, right? So it is a month-to-month service. Okay. Obviously, we want to work with you long-term, so we want to make sure it's working and that you're coming back each month. But if you do leave us, you know, the long-term benefits of signing up with us today is that you'll at least have that unsuspended and people will still be able to see you as a verified company and look you up. So it's a win-win situation for you.
Right. Also, I don't have an office right now. I'm pretty much just getting started. I'm working out of my house.
Totally fine. Mm-hmm.
I'd prefer people to not
hide the address. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, we'll hide the address for you when I create the account here.
Okay, but Google... Like, will they just need the PIN still for their records, I guess?
Yeah, they'll do the PIN. It'll come to you, and then there's a 5-digit code we need as part of the verification. And then if anything further is needed, then they'll do a video call. Or they'll call you and just verify it. They'll ask you to, like, to either show the front of the residence or take a picture with it and send the picture of it in, so that way we know you're actually there.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's pretty easy. We'll walk you through it, and then we'll also hide the address for you, so that way you don't have to worry about the general public, you know, showing up at your doorstep.
Okay. And then I guess my last question for now, and I know this might be tough to answer, and it might be me asking a lot, but as you probably would understand, I get a trillion calls every day. It's just a bunch of bull crap and, like, scams and stuff like that. I don't have any reason to believe that that is you all. Is there any way to, like, show that this is a legitimate business or anything?
Yeah, absolutely. Give me one second, okay?
Okay.
You get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text here.
Okay.
So the number I'm texting you from, that 877 line,
mm-hmm.
that's the local / business line. And you see our reviews there?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been in business for 21 years. We're actually in Southern California. We're right next to the Google headquarters.
Okay.
Yep. So we're a premier partner. And then I'm going to send you another text here. That's our pricing page right there.
Okay.
So if you scroll down, you'll see a package there. At the very bottom, they'll say Essential, Pro, Platinum. There's a Pro package there that's normally $499 a month. That's what I'll be giving you for $199. And I waived all the setup fees on it. So you'll get everything in that. And I'm also going to send this to you in writing right now with a receipt. So that way you can write it off as a business expense later. So you'll have that. And then we have our own app, too. If you go to the App Store and just go to local / in your app store, we have our own app that you'll be able to download, and that actually helps you oversee everything that we're doing for you.
Okay.
And then I'll send another text over here, and these are the website examples. So we'll use these as, like, the starting point for your website, and then we'll fully customize it until it looks how you want it to look. So. We're a real business, Noah. I've been here 12 years myself.
I understand.
Yeah. So hopefully that kind of makes you feel a little better.
I'm just actually looking at the reviews right now.
Yeah, you're fine. We got thousands of them online. A big one to look at is, like, our BBB, because there's, like, 32 complaints on there. I think that's the worst one that we have. But it says A-plus accredited, because we have no unresolved disputes, right? And anytime somebody's written a complaint, we've always resolved it. But the main thing I wanted to point out is, like, there's only 32 complaints over 21 years in business. I think that says a lot when you got thousands of business owners that work for you. But, yeah, we got thousands of reviews, not just on Google, but Glassdoor, BirdEye. You know, there's about 1,500, I think, on Glassdoor or BirdEye on there. And those ones are actually even higher than the Google ones. They're like 4.9, 4.5. So all of our services are month-to-month. So pretty much it puts us in a position where the only way we get paid as a company is if our clients are getting paid and we're making sure the service is working for them. Otherwise, you cancel it, right? You're not going to keep paying us every month unless you're seeing good results. You're getting verified, getting a website. You got to see all this stuff happen. So that's how we operate. We just go month to month with you, and then there's not going to be any other, like, lead fees, click fees, call fees. So we just kind of earn your trust as we go. This is just a catch-all for a pretty flat. But the main thing I wanted to point out on her site when you go to that pricing page is we're a premier Google partner. We're the highest rated Google partner in the country. So it's about as close as you can get to working with Google directly. As you know, when you call Google, you know, they don't really respond to you. But our company is full of Google certified representatives. We're also right across the street from Google Building 1 here in Orange County, California. So we all have Google certification. We're all trained by Google, calls are recorded by Google. So it's literally as close as you can get to working with Google directly and having a live representative assist you with the advertising and making sure that you're consistently ranking and getting leads and it's working for you.
All right.
You won't have to run into more verification problems.
I know that there's always going to be people out there that just give bad reviews to give them kind of.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're right next to Disneyland, and they have about a 4.5, and we have a 4.2 on Google. So they call that the happiest place on earth.
Right.
So until you sit in the hot sun for a couple hours. But what I can assure you of is it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. You know, if you come into it with the idea that, hey, I'm going to sign you up today, and tomorrow you're going to be getting a bunch of phone calls, and you're going to be making a bunch of money, you're going to be upset. That's not what it is. You know, we have to verify you. There's work that needs to be done, obviously, on building your website, getting it all up and running. And then once it's up and running, people still have to contact you. And then you got to go out there and complete the job before you actually see any ROI from it. So as long as you have that realistic expectation and you're interactive with us on getting it all set up and making sure that we have what we need in order to get you up and running, then it'll work for you, and it'll be a great long-term solution. It'll actually be a lot better than buying leads from Home Advisor by Angie's, because they use this service in order to get the leads that they're selling to you now. So we basically just be cutting out your middleman in that situation.
Okay.
Letting customers call you directly off the first page of Google.
Pretty much all of the bad reviews seem to say that the people were never actually put on Google after like a year or something. What would have reason?
That's not possible. They were never put on Google after a year?
I mean, it's not absolutely all of them. I'm just looking at the ones. And
yeah, you're just looking at bad ones?
Yeah, that's what most of them say.
They never actually got on Google?
That's what most of them say. Either that they were never able to find themselves on Google search, or that they were never put on the top whatever was promised.
It's pretty odd. Because we just had a meeting this morning. It was a success story meeting. We have them every week. And there's guys that we signed up, there's like 20 of them, just 3 weeks ago, and they're already on the first page ranking for their area before their next bill rolls around. We have those meetings just to, like, assure everybody that we're doing everything as fast as humanly possible. So.
Right.
Oh, you're talking about this one here from Gerard? Gerard Alsto?
I didn't even look at the name.
When they first contact me, they promised they're going to give me the top of the review list on Google within 30 to 90 days. Still waiting after a year to go on Google and look for my company. So this guy's name is Gerard Alsa. Huh?
Yeah, both of the first two were the same guy. I don't know. Like I said, there's always going to be people that just leave bad reviews to leave them.
Well, yeah, this guy's still with us, so I just looked him up. It's called Our Family Heating and Cooling LLC out of Hudson, Florida. If you look up HVAC contractor Hudson, Florida, he's there and he's on the first page. He's actually doing a program called Google Guarantee. So he's in the Google Guaranteed section. So that's what I'm saying. It's a month-to-month service. You could cancel at any time. If that guy was really unhappy with the service, he wouldn't still be using it.
Yeah, over a year.
Yeah, that's my point. But if you do write a bad review, we can't expunge them. Like, Google doesn't let us just go on there and remove the reviews from people. So
yeah.
Even if he's a guy that we resolved the complaint, that's why I was pointing out the Better Business Bureau to you, is because even if he's one of those guys where we resolved the issue and he's still working with us, if he wrote a bad review at some point, we can't go delete it. He has to actually go in there and delete it, which he's probably already forgotten
right.
about it and just focusing on other things. So,
yeah.
Like I said, you're in good hands. As far as your business, this is the closest you can get to working with Google directly.
Do I get anything in writing that it is month-to-month and not a contract?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody that signs up with us gets a full service agreement in writing, and you actually have to sign off on that before your client interview. So we send that to you in writing. Like, literally, as I authorize the transaction, it'll go through, and there's also a voice verification recording that I have to walk you through before I can process your payment that also states that the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month, says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 18, 2025, in the discounted amount of $199. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 18th day at $199. You may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next billing is due so we could stop the merchant processing from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay.
Yeah, so that's read over recording and sent to you in writing, like right now while I have you on the line.
Okay.
Yeah.
The on the pricing, I guess I'm looking at the right pricing page.
Uh-huh.
It says
the
that
pro
there's
package.
Like, yeah, it says $299 and then $299 setup fee or something like that.
Yeah, that's why I wanted you to see that too. So I'm actually putting you on the $499 package called the Pro, with the website included, or the optimized landing page, as they call it there. But what I'm doing is that I reduced the price down to $199 because I'm trying to get your foot in the door, obviously. And then I waived the setup fee on it as well. So you don't have any setup fee, and there's not going to be any contract required. This is basically like a trial thing where it's like, hey, we're trying to earn your trust. We're going to try each other out. We'll go month-to-month $199. If you want to stay with that agreement at $199, it'll just stay that way for as long as you're with us. But we do have other products and features that we'll be able to offer you later. Like if you want to do Facebook ads, if you want to do Google Guarantee, or if you want to do Google Ads to cover more than just the 40 miles around Lynchburg, you know, those are things we'll be able to talk about as we grow your company. So this is kind of like the entry level. Let's build your site. Let's get them unsuspended. Let's get them listed locally. Start getting some clients, building trust, and then, you know, obviously it's a lot easier conversation to talk to you about doing something bigger if we can prove that we've already brought in stuff over the last couple of months. So that's kind of my angle with this.
All right. What's the difference in the Google Guarantee and not?
Google Guarantee is pay per lead, and you have to do a background check with Google. So it's a $250 application just to apply and get through the background check, and then you pay per lead after that. So they put you up there, and then they'll pre-screen the prospects for you. They'll hand them off to you as a live call, and then they only charge you the lead fee if you set an appointment or actually go out there and meet with them. But you can't even get into Google Guaranteed until you're on the first page of Google locally and have at least 5 reviews. So that's why I'm saying let's start with this, because this is like the cheapest that I could get you verified, get your website going, start building up some reviews there locally, and then after the first month or two, you'll already have all the tools we need in order to make sure that you'll pass that background check, and we could talk about Guaranteed later. So we got to grow you.
All right, you would just get my current Google profile unsuspended, or you'd make another
correct.
One?
No, no, no. You never create a duplicate. That causes a problem with Google if you have two of them. So we actually have to go in there and do a name, address, phone number cleanup and make sure that there's no discrepancies with your name, address, phone number, or any website that's out there. Make sure it all matches up, and then they'll be able to unsuspend the current one. And then we'll be added as manager to your current one. So you still own it. We'll just be managing on your behalf.
Okay. Is there a setup fee?
No. No, I'm waiving the setup fee. So all you'd be charged today out the door is $199.
All right. And how long, as just estimate, would basically everything be up? Not necessarily that I'm getting a bunch of calls making sales.
Yeah.
But until, like, I'm on Google listed and everything, the website's made, and what's that timeline look like?
Yeah, our clients usually see return on investment within the first 30 days, but Google tells us to recommend that you try it for 2 months before you actually evaluate it for return on investment. We want to make sure we have, like, a 60-day period to show you good ROI from it and offset what you've invested into it.
I don't even mean, like, the return on investment. I just mean...
So
until,
that's what
like,
we
mean. The website.
Know? Nobody sticks with us every month if they're just breaking even. So I understand you have your expectations, and they might be a little bit lower. You'd just be happy to see yourself up there, right? But for us, we want you to see good return on investment so that we could work with you long term. We don't want somebody that we lose after a month or two, you know? Our goal is to try to work with you for as long as you have the company.
Yeah, but what I'm asking is just how long until I'd be listed on Google fully and the website's created.
Yeah, we'll be able to give you an exact date. Like, I know the website is like 3 to 5 days, but I'd be able to give you a more exact date, Noah, on how long it's going to take us to get you unsuspended once we're actually in there. I don't know what the issue
right.
is until I actually get inside your Google business profile, and then I'll be able to resolve the issue and give you a better timetable on when that'll be unsuspended and then optimized.
Okay.
It's not going to take a whole month to do it, you know? We're right next to Google. We're partnered with Google, and then they know you're doing the advertisement. So they'll jump on it pretty quickly. As long as you're getting back to us with the information that they request for the verification and the unsuspension, then it's going to be pretty quick. And all the stuff you'll be able to access through our app and tracking system, and you could literally just upload any files that they might ask for.
Okay.
So it's a really easy process, and we walk you through it, get it all knocked out, that we're not wasting another 5 months on it. I'm surprised you haven't reached out to us sooner or, like, you know, tried to reach out to the Google partners or get connected with the Google partners. Everything you've been doing, you just try to connect with Google, and then you get stuck there?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried as hard as I can to even get a chat or a phone call or anything with someone at Google Business Profile.
Yeah.
I can never get anyone ever.
Yeah.
And it seems like Google tries as hard as they can to not have a phone number for anything.
Yeah, they have the premier partners for that. Like, if you look up, if you scroll up above on the packages, you'll see a little badge there. It says, like, Google Premier Partner. We're one of the highest rated Google partners in the industry. So they literally have a site like google.com/partners. The partners are actually who do that for the business owners. It's the Google headquarters doesn't respond to any of that. That's literally what they have us for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a kind of random question. The phone number I'm talking to you on says like 434.
Yeah,
is
it's
that
a
just
voice
where
over
the
internet.
What does that mean?
Oh, sorry. So I'm calling you through the PC, through my Google account, and then the call is, like, recorded. So it just auto-generates a number through the computer. It's not our landline.
Okay, and it's probably put with this area code to look like it's someone here.
Yeah, I mean, it just picks up a random number. It's the same thing with, like, you have Google Voice for our business owners, where, like, they want to have a local number there, and it looks different from their actual number, but it forwards to your real line in real time. and then it'll tell you like it's this person, you know, or that it has like a caller ID system hooked up to it. So it's just Google Voice. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all. But yeah, I'm calling you through the PC. My reps are on computers. It's a call center.
Okay.
You can actually see the call center there. Yeah. If you go to that reviews page, it has like pictures inside our company. You can see where we're calling it from. Yeah.
What's the next step in the process?
So I have to create the profile within our company. This is what's going to get submitted to Google for the verification. I have to schedule a client interview, hopefully for later today if you have time. Otherwise, we'd have to push it to Monday. And then obviously secure the first month's payment and then get you your receipt and everything in writing. And then obviously you just got to be prepared for the client interview.
What all does that entail? Like, do I need like any paperwork or anything like that with me so I can give information?
Not for the client interview. You can actually manually input that, but I could also send you an email address to send stuff into if you want to do that. Do it that way too. But in your tracking system, there is a section I'll be able to show you here where you could just go into it and upload file. And you could just upload the documents there that it's asking for.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really easy. The app is going to make it like a lot easier. Like you'll feel way more comfortable here in a second once we already got it all set up.
Okay. I'll have to go ahead and try it in.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I mean, I already saw you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's List, and I'm like, man, if this guy gets a taste of somebody calling him directly, he'll never buy another lead off that system again. So,
Angie's List is horrible so far.
Yeah, it's just because they sell the same lead to like 10 people, you know, and then they charge you even if you don't get it. So it's like, obviously, a pest situation is an emergency for people. They go out and fill out a form on Home Advisor. They might listen to like two or three people that call them if they have a cheaper rate, you know, but after that, it's just like, I want somebody out here by the end of the day. So, you know, if you don't jump on it right away, you basically lose out on the lead and you still are expected to pay the lead fee. It's just not ideal.
I've gotten five so far since I've been with them, and I have called, emailed, and messaged on the app within the first 5 minutes, all of them, and I've heard back one.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, obviously they don't have any kind of urgency there, but, you know, even yourself, like, why would you go to Home Advisor and fill out a form when there's people right there on Google that you could just click on it and you could call them directly off the first page, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Like, obviously, the people that fill out that form are not really in a hurry. They're probably just trying to find the cheapest person or, you know, might not be as serious about it. So,
yep.
You'll probably leave them after a month or two of this. So, I'm going to create your account here, Noah. What's your last name?
Glass, G-L-A-S-S.
Okay. And what's your business email where I can send a receipt and everything in writing to you?
It's the address.
Your email address.
It's noahg.gpe@gmail.com.
Okay. And then is this phone number we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah, the 213.
Yeah, 213-0061?
Yeah.
Okay. And then where do I send your Google PIN verification letter in the mail?
402 Wigington Road, W-I-G-G-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Found it. 24502?
Yes.
Okay, Lynchburg. And then you said hide the address for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just until I can get a shop somewhere.
Okay. And then I sent you some website examples. If you go into there, let us know, like, which one you like the best. We'll use that as, like, the starting point for your site, and we'll get a domain name. They'll go more into detail on that during your client interview. But if you can kind of pick which one of the demos you like, that'll help us get the website going quickly. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Is there any way you can list any hours for like emergency calls?
Yeah, we could do by appointment only on Saturday and Sunday, or you could do 24/7 emergency services available.
Yeah, that's what 24/7 emergency, and then 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, regular office hours.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got you. So. Okay, and then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers.
I prefer not to do checks.
Okay, so just cash and card mainly.
Yeah, so I'm just starting this business, but I've been in the field for 10 years, and I've worked for companies that take checks, especially like for
bouncing
dead bug jobs, and just
and you gotta kill
bounce them immediately.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Kill the bug, and then you gotta kill the.
Not my first rodeo. I had a client. I had to dispute his bad review that he got, and he was actually in the right. Like, I probably would have done the same thing, and it was because of a check bouncing after he had already completed the job. So, and then he went down there really angry, and then they wrote a bad review because he came back angry, and it was just like, well, the check bounced. So how are you trying to act like he's the bad guy when you hired him and didn't pay him, you know?
Right.
We ended up getting the review removed for him, though.
No.
All right. So I have your account created. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, Noah. Is there an hour window, though, like later today, where we could sit down and go over it?
How soon could it be?
Okay, actually, I was going to tell you. So the ideal hour for us would be 4 to 5 Eastern time today.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I do have a quick question.
Yeah.
I own this business myself, and then I own a house washing business with
power washing.
A business partner. Yeah.
Okay.
Would there be any kind of like a bundle deal that would be available, or just be a different business?
It's under a different name and everything, right?
Yeah, so I assume it'd have to be a different profile and all.
Yeah, it'd have to be a different profile, but I can give you the same deal for both of them if you want to do both of them.
I'm going to hold off a little bit on that one anyway. I just wanted to ask, as long as this is, you know, anywhere near how it sounds, I probably will definitely be doing that one too.
Yeah, just give me a call because that one you're not going to have as much competition, believe it or not. You'd think you'd have more, but it's really not super competitive right now for that one. So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, and when you guys are ready to do it, just give me a call. I'll give you the same deal for general pest exterminating.
All right. Why do you say it's not that competitive? Because I know there's different aspects of it, but there's like 1,000 different businesses here right now. They're just not battling for the spots.
Well, I'm not talking about them battling for the spots. It's more so like the Google partners and their availability that I'm talking about. So like within our company, the qualified candidates list that we have for power washing, it's only 7 guys. That would be eligible.
For Lynchburg?
Yeah, for the next opening. So, like, the next time a spot is available, they're supposed to go to those 7 guys and contact them. I'll just put your name on the list, and then what's the name of that company?
Bubble Buddies House Washing.
Bubble Buddies. Yeah, and then I'll put you at the top, and I'll just say active client, separate business, you know? And that's why I sent you my number.
Yeah.
So if you call me, then I could just put you right in the slot. If it's available at that time, we can sign it up. We might have to wait, and then I could tell you when we can launch it. But it's just a matter of waiting for the next spot to open. But you said it's Bubble Buddies Power Washing?
House Washing. I'm probably going to change it at some point to pro wash, because that name, I didn't think about it, but probably leads people to think we just do houses.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all good. I mean, I texted you my direct number and extension, you know, and then just when you guys are ready, let me know. But the main thing is just making sure you're getting the same deal and somebody's not trying to charge you the $499 for the pro package, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So just let me know, and then I'll make sure it gets you through that process, get it all set up for you guys, since it's two businesses. All
right.
That way you'll basically have two for the price of one.
Right.
But I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this client interview today. I got it locked in between 4 and 5. And then they're going to text you 1 hour before, too, just as like a heads-up reminder.
Okay.
All right, so you should get that text pretty shortly. In about 40 minutes, they'll text you. But I'm sending the calendar invite now.
All right. Is it going to be you or a different like rep doing that?
It's going to be a different representative.
And I'm sorry, I know I asked already. What is it kind of mainly about?
Yeah, the client interview is this about the website, right? Because we're going to build you a site. So that's why I was telling you, if you could look at those examples, that'll help. But the main focus is going over the keywords that you're listed for and then the service area that you're covering. And they'll ask you some basic things like, do you have a mission statement? Do you have a license? Do you have insurance? It's just kind of dotting the I's, crossing the T's, making sure we're not missing anything.
Okay.
And then customizing it. So it's pretty easy. It's all over the phone. They have set questions that they're supposed to ask you and walk you through. So it's a pretty simple process.
Okay.
But they'll contact you. I got it locked in. It's going to be between 4 and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time today.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that, Noah?
Over a card.
Okay. Now, does this just say Noah Glass on it, or does it have the business name as well?
It's just my name.
Okay, is there any middle initial in your name on the card?
I'm not on the card.
No? Okay, is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google verification letter to?
Yeah, the 402.
Wigington Road? Okay. All right, I'm ready for you.
It's 4130.
4130.
3703.
3703.
0252.
0252.
6019.
6019. And then the expiration date, month and year?
7/28.
7/28. And then 3-digit code on the back.
900.
Okay. And then remember the voice verification. I walked you through a brief part of it earlier. But I'm going to turn on the recorded line and actually walk you through the real one here. If I say anything you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here, Noah. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. These calls will be recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as added protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
General Pest Exterminating.
Thank you. And is your company LLC or incorporated at all?
No.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Noah Glass. I'm the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Noah, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Could you repeat that part? I'm sorry.
Yeah. So So we're asking that, like, after today, if you're going to sign up for anything online, that you give us a heads up so that we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything or getting your listing suspended again, things like that.
Yeah.
So it's just like, we're not saying that you can't do anything else or that you have to cancel something you already have. Just after today, we want you to give us a heads up so we can make sure that there's no problems that occur that might stop us from having you up there regularly. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We are supposed to recommend that you try our services for 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month service. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's April 18th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted price of $199 for the pro package. I've included the MySite custom website design for you at no additional cost. And I've actually waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your service. So when the term is completed, your agreement's set up to renew each month on the 18th day, but you're going to keep this price of $199 for as long as you're with us. And then it says you could discontinue or cancel at any time, Noah. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue our services, let us know before the next bill is due. So that way we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome text message and email loaded with information about what to expect as a new local slash client. It'll also have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system and an outline of the agreement in writing that you'll have to sign off on. Okay, that's called your subscription terms. So we're going to send you everything in writing. So you'll have documented everything that we're doing for you in that pro package. All the products and features, have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, cancellation policy, that'll all be in writing there. And you'll have that on file, and then we'll ask you to sign off on it to agree. That way we can make sure that it's not like a clone of Noah over here signing up for Google advertising. Okay. So hang on the line with me here for just a second. We're going to go ahead and process the payment. And then when the payment clears, it's going to automatically send those messages off to you.
Okay.
Okay. And then once I can confirm you got those, then we're basically good to go until the client interview here in about an hour and a half.
Okay.
All right. Hang tight with me here. Are you receiving any text messages?
Not yet.
Okay.
I clicked on the my site. Where does it show the examples of the websites?
So as you scroll down, you'll see some key features. So it'll go scheduling, accessibility, payment, lead driven. And it goes over this. Where is the... Oh, so you have to scroll down to the section where it says see demo.
Okay.
Okay. And then if you click that, the see demo, it'll have a few different... Oh, no, this one went to... Here, let me actually just text you the link to the demos because that one just tells you to contact us. When you click on the demo. Yeah, that one's just directly on our website. Let me give you the actual MySite demo link. There it is.
It's still saying contact us.
When you click on that link?
Yeah, it says my site demo, contractor, schedule, contact us, and then goes to expert services. Yeah, unless I'm just not seeing where the demo is, it says contact us first.
Yeah, I mean, they're supposed to, hold on, let me. Yeah, I'm seeing the demo here. Oh, that's the site. You're seeing the computer and then the tablet and then the phone version of it. Oh, this is just one single page example.
Yeah, I don't see any examples. It says schedule, contact us.
Yeah, that's an actual site where even though it says local splash on it, that's not our site. That's actually like how the demo looks. But they just used our logos and everything, so it looks like you're on our site. Yeah, but if you click on services, it'll take you like services tab and drop down as you scroll through it. But that's all just like spoofed stuff, just as like a demo site example. And then you could see, like, the PC version, the phone version, how it automatically shapes. But, yeah, actually, the best one is the My Site link that I sent you originally. Because then when you're going through that, it has, like, 20 different ones on there and different layouts. And it talks about being able to put payments in there and have scheduling directly through the site. So... It's all custom and tailored to you, but they have different layouts and platforms. I'm just not seeing.
Okay.
It used to be different. Like, they must have updated this and not updated me on it, because this actually looks different than how it looked last week.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Did you get the confirmation or the outline of the agreement yet? I've already submitted the profile to them.
I don't have anything over text.
Interesting. It usually goes text and email.
I don't have email or text.
Well, they're telling me that the payment cleared. It's saying 11:30 Pacific Standard Time there. So it was about 5 minutes ago.
I just got them both.
Wow. Yeah, it took a long time. Sorry about that. Yeah, so there'll be a full outline of the agreement there in writing. When you go to, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You also have, like I told you earlier, we have an app that you could download in your app store, and then you have your own username and password there. The username is your phone number. Password is PPC Friends, and that'll allow you to keep track of everything right there in the app. And then there's also a link to get the Google verification done. So you have to actually log into the app in order to get to the section to upload your documents for Google verification.
All right, it's asking me to, I clicked the one where it says, since you copy the invoice, please click here, and it's asking me to sign in.
Oh, it's asking you to sign in on your subscription terms, or is it saying to your email, just to make sure it's actually you?
Because
usually you're already signed into your email on your mobile device, so it shouldn't prompt you unless you're not signed into an email on your mobile device.
So it's, I agree to SMS to certify that I'm the authorized holder.
Yeah.
I acknowledge payment. I type my name, and then I hit...
Confirm.
Come on. Confirm signature.
It says you already signed it. So, yeah, you're seeing the username and password PC version for the tracking system. That's not designed for phones, but that's where you put your phone number in, and then the PPC friends is your password. But I highly recommend you download the app if you're on your phone. It's just a lot easier to navigate. This one's designed for a computer, like a PC.
Okay. Is it just Local Splash, or what am I downloading?
Yeah, it's just Local Splash. If you go to App Store, and then it'll have a blue and orange L and S.
All right.
Yep.
Then how do I do it on there once I click the link and I just bring it up?
Yeah, you'll go to sign in, and then obviously it won't sign in unless you're an actual client. So the only people who can access that and use it are actual business owners that have our services. So you have your own password there and username, and then once you log into the app, you'll be able to adjust it to whatever you like.
Okay, it'll have me make my username and password. I haven't made one yet.
No, yeah, you have one right now. It's in your text messages. So the one that you have right now is your phone number is the username, and then the password is PPC friends. All one word. And then once you log in, if you want to change it from that, you could change it. If not, then you could just leave it like that. But I want to make sure you can get into there.
I put my phone number in, did the code, now it's just loading.
Yeah. It's probably going to stay loading until we complete the client interview and get your website up and running. There's not really going to be much to show you in there until we actually have your stuff up and running and have you verified. But you're about as far into it as you can get right now at this point. So, all right. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
There's nothing else I need to do until the interview.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Like, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. You have my direct number and extension, and we have 24/7 customer service. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to reach out. But all you really got to do right now is just wait for that phone call between 4 and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. Is there any way I can see all the demos for my site?
Yeah, it should be in the first link. I'm not seeing any other, demo link. Like, we used to have one, and I resent you the automated one. But the automated one is just sending you to that template. So I think because I didn't charge you for anything, it's just limiting us to that one demo. I think that's what's happening. Because I waived all the fees on your site and your service agreement. So I think it's just giving you that one option as like the demo, but we'll customize it. So you get that one layout, and then they customize it and tailor it how you want it to.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just because I did it for zero. Like, I didn't charge a penny for the site or the domain purchase or anything. So they're like, okay, well, we can give them this. But I don't think they'll let me do like the unlimited pages Wix format.
Okay. And if...
Should be all you need.
If after 30 days or whatever, if I want to cancel, which I don't plan to want to,
yeah.
But just if I did, would I still own that domain, or basically all I'd have is my Google would be...
In your service agreement, it tells you while you're with us, we don't charge you anything for the site, but if you leave our services and you want to keep the domain name, we'll charge you the $99 it costs us to get your domain name for you.
Okay, and then...
That's if you leave.
Do you know
if... Like you said, you're probably not going to leave. I mean, if you're making money...
Right, and I definitely don't expect to. I'd like to cover all my bases.
I hear you. In your tracking system, you can actually access that service agreement at any time, and all of that stuff's in writing in that service agreement. You just kind of blew through it and signed it real quick, but you'll see there's a severance section. So it's like if you cancel and want to keep it, it gives you a full breakdown. But while you're using our services, it's just a $199 month to month.
Okay. Is there anything reoccurring along with the $99 or whatever for the domain?
No. The $199 month to month is all you get charged from Local Splash for everything that's in that pro package.
Okay, I just wondered if there was any hosting or anything from, I guess,
nope.
My side or something.
It's all included as a part of your subscription with us.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, we got you. That's what I was saying. Like, that's like the most cost efficient.